T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go. Welcome, everybody. A big Monday in late March for the PM team. Your guys with Chris Mueller across from me. Donnie Football behind the glass. Chris Mueller got a nice compliment. Let's just call it what it is. He was hit on Saturday night when we were out at the NCAA tournament.
Very directly, too.
She said, you're very hot.
She just looked right at me and said, you are a very attractive person. And I looked at you and I said, are you talking to him? And she said, no.
And this was not Helen Keller. This was a legitimate woman who could see. And I'll say it as a married man. I didn't think she was half bad either. Right?
She was not a bad looking woman.
Yeah.
No, if you get hit on by somebody that
seen...
you... Well, you just walk with a little hop in your step.
Oh, my God.
Here's
was
what
there
it is.
Pep in your step?
You know you still, you feel
you
like,
came
hey,
alive.
I, you, hey, you know this as well as I do. We've both been married for many years, both of us. Love our wives. But when you settle into marriage, it's not like your wife is saying to you, I don't think Amanda says this to you, honey, you look really good today. I say that to Alex. I think that's a nice thing to do.
I get a lot more of that's what you're wearing.
Yeah, I don't get like, I'm like, does
that's
this look okay?
Doing?
I say, does this look okay? There's always a prompt from me. And she'll say, yeah, it looks fine. So once in a while, it's good to know that you can go out in the wild and that you might still got it. Maybe only for one person in the metropolitan area, but you still, one is more than zero, baby.
You come in here some days with a very bad case of resting bitch face.
Some days.
And so I might have to hire a woman or cajole somebody in the office to compliment you to get you out of that funk when you come in some days now. Because now I know how to do it. I know how to get Mulsey turned
flattery
around.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Donnie, did you hear the lady say that to Chris?
I didn't because
you were trailing us in there. We were going to see our guy, John.
Yeah, you guys had pep in your step and then some to see.
Did you see a Mulsey transformation after that? He had lost his bet inside the arena.
Yes,
like got him in
true.
A bad mood, and that's what he needed to get
his
second
win. There was a clear
change.
Was
a little, there was a little pickup. You just like to know that you still got it. That's all. You're not out there practicing. You're not out there peacocking like you are when you're not even Donnie anymore.
I actually think that's a good segue. I'm not sure Tomlin thinks Russell Wilson still got it. He's given him the pole position. He's using a NASCAR or auto racing term to talk about where he is on the depth chart. But even in that answer that we just played, he's talking about how Wilson being number one in March benefits Justin Fields. Justin Fields can pick up the tricks of the trade. Justin Fields can learn what it's like to see how a veteran quarterback goes about his business. It's about how Russell Wilson helps Justin Fields. It's not naming him the number one quarterback because Tomlin, I didn't hear him say objectively, I think he's the best quarterback on our roster. He didn't give that answer.
Nope.
Makes it sound like it's the NFL, not for long, for Russell Wilson here. Russell's a savvy guy. He's probably got all kinds of hanger-ons and people like that that are listening to everything that gets said about him by people like us and especially the coach.
You think he's trying to motivate Wilson or send a message to Wilson?
I just don't think he can help him. No, I don't think he can help himself with Fields, Chris. I think the bottom line here
don't
is
you
that
think most Pittsburgh fans agree with him on that, though? Like, if they're ranking between the two, Fields is the one. It's limitless potential. It's all those things he brings in theory. Granted, the losses and the wins don't look like what you'd want them to look like. But I think most people are looking at the shiny object, and that's Justin Fields.
You know how there's the F, Mary, kill game?
Yes.
Kenny got killed. Russ, I think, is the F, and I think Fields is the Mary. I think he looks at Fields as the guy that he's going to be in a long-term relationship with. He likes Russell Wilson. He loves Justin Fields.
I think Mr. Right now could be Russell Wilson, but I think Justin Fields is Mr. Right for Mike Tomlin long-term.
I think he learned his lesson 2 years ago. At least that's what I'm hoping I'm going to derive from that answer. That not having clarity in the depth chart in the end was not a good way. It was a way of alienating people like Mason Rudolph, really. And then you alienated Mitch Trubisky 3.5 games in because he thought he was more secure as their starting quarterback based on how the situation was handled in minicamp, training camp, and in the preseason.
And by the way, you alienated Kenny Pickett in a weird way because he felt like he was thrust into a bad situation to actually take over at halftime of a game with no first-team reps.
And you alienated him because he saw how those other two quarterbacks were treated and probably read the writing on the wall and said, I'm next. They're going to jerk me around now.
Yeah, not for nothing, like whether or not I think he deserved or any of them really as players deserved any kind of better treatment than that or preferential treatment. I do think the other notable thing about this and so far as, yeah, number one is what you mentioned about Fields. I do think Mike is taking pains compared to what he has done in the past to try to like say, this is what this is right now. And furthermore, both of these guys are acutely aware of what the situation is. I have made it abundantly clear to both of them what the pecking order is. I don't think that's an accident that he mentions that.
He talks about what he likes or what was appealing to Russell Wilson the same way he talked about Kenny Pickett. It's about intangibles. It's about things that are more regarding his professionalism, his preparedness, his business-like approach to his job, the way he attacks his job 12 months a year, those things. And then when he talks about Justin Fields, it's like, oh my God, what can't that guy do? Look at the talent. Look at the potential. Look, there's so much meat on that bone with this guy. It's a night and day difference.
There's one key thing, though, I can't let you omit there. When he does talk about Russell Wilson's intangibles, occasionally he veers into he knows what it takes to be at the very top of the mountain.
Yeah, he goes to the body of work well. He's done it before.
Right. I think that's pretty significant because the big problem with
Kenny,
big problem with Kenny was he would say the guy works unbelievably hard and there was no body of work in the playoffs to suggest that that was relevant.
I hear you, but like that's also the same speech he gave you with guys that they brought in last offseason who didn't pan out, like Allen Robinson and Patrick Peterson. Like, look at their body of work. Look what these guys used to be able to do.
Don't look at their actual bodies on the field. Look at their body of work.
I mean, I really think that Mike Tomlin...
Peterson was okay, by the way.
I think that...
Okay.
Well, does he have a job right now?
Maybe less than okay.
Thank you.
Fair.
Mike Tomlin, I think, was talking himself into Russell Wilson as their guy like we were. Here's what Russell Wilson... Look at these numbers in Denver. Look at the 26 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. Look at the way he got jobbed by Sean Payton. Oil and water mixed there. Payton was demanding one thing. Russell Wilson not equipped to do it anymore. Not going to work.
Didn't take a pay cut.
Their loss, our gain, exactly. $1 million.
Do you think he looked at Russell Wilson originally as a way to just give Kenny Pickett a one-year breather, basically, or maybe a half-season breather and reset his batteries, recharge his batteries? He hadn't closed the book on Pickett, but he felt like he needed a change in the immediate term. And that was how he first looked at Wilson.
I think he wanted somebody. I think they were honest when they said they wanted somebody else because they were done with Trubisky and they needed another quarterback. And they were open to Rudolph, but they were also open to the idea of someone coming here for $1 million and let the chips fall with their fall where they may, all the whole time knowing that if you get Russell Wilson, he gets the first swing at it because of everything Tomlin talked about today, what he's done before, his experience in the league, etc. So I think, like, to answer your question, you're putting pros and cons up, like doing what they're doing with Justin Fields, or claiming that they're doing Justin Fields, where he's going to watch right now and not start, doing that with Kenny Pickett, yeah, that might have been something that they liked. I don't think that was the number one reason why they brought in Russell Wilson. See, that's where I think it's different again. Before Pickett got pissed off, when they brought Russell Wilson in, I don't think it was about how does this make Kenny Pickett better? What does this do for Kenny Pickett?
How does it make the Pittsburgh Steelers better?
Yeah, but I think with this Russell Wilson answer, you hear that Tomlin, he can afford to play the long game, Chris, because he's got more job security than any coach in the NFL. this whole discussion about would Tomlin start the season with Justin Fields? Well, if he was a coach who felt like, if I don't win this year or find our next franchise quarterback, I could get fired, he might do that.
Or he could look at Fields' win-loss and say, maybe I should go with Russell Wilson to play devil's advocate.
Sure, but I'm saying he's making that decision through that lens. By the way, do you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with you on that. You know what else it tells me? This idea, the way he's talking about Wilson and Fields here, this idea that the Steelers are really gung-ho about a long, multi-year extension with Wilson seems, again, to just not be real to me, if this is how he's talking about it. Like, the whole situation, I mean.
Yeah, like, who would they
if
rather...
If he's talking about Wilson as he can help Fields with all of his attributes, correct, then it doesn't make sense that they'd be talking extension with him already.
Absolutely not.
You know what's the other
thing?
He's
in it for the long haul.
No.
He wants to be in it for the long haul with Fields.
Of course. Well, wouldn't you? Like, I don't think you're
not
saying this from...
Wouldn't I? Yes, but that's not, you say that like,
it's
that
not
should
unanimous.
Be everybody's answer.
Yes, it's not unanimous.
Obviously, it's not, because he got traded for a six-round pick.
And Poles is on, like, record as saying, like, I was surprised by how few people wanted him.
You can absolutely fashion an argument that Tomlin is riding with two quarterbacks who most football people think are lousy at this point.
And
Russell Wilson's washed,
yes.
Exactly.
And Justin Fields might never be good.
And it's the light bulb to play the position in full is never going to go on for Justin Fields.
I think that
Fields.
There's at least a 50% chance that both of those things are true. But I'm more saying, like, doesn't it make sense he would want to be with Justin Fields long term? The guy's younger than Pickett. Of course Mike Tomlin wants the guy for the next 10 to 12 years. The best case scenario with Russell Wilson, if he is closer to Seattle Russell Wilson, is that that guy maybe lasts that way for two more years. And that's means he gets back to that point in the first place.
So bottom line for me here is I think we see Justin Fields sooner rather than later. Do you guys agree?
I actually am not there yet.
No?
I'm not there yet. Because I think, I will say this, I think his respect for what Russell Wilson has done in the NFL means if Russell Wilson goes out there and looks like a new man, you know, taken away from the Sean Payton and we want you to take a pay cut environment, I genuinely believe Mike Tomlin's going to let him do his thing, because what does Mike Tomlin say quarterbacks are judged on? The same as head coaches.
Win-loss record.
And what has Russell Wilson done in his career?
He's
ultimately
won, but then why the hell would he want Justin Fields when the guy's 10-28?
Makes a different case there. What a great quarterbacks sometimes have to do, lose first.
Donnie, 30 seconds to put your two cents in on this one.
Well, just to go off that, I've had the thought about Justin Fields when it comes to what people always touted with Kenny Pickett and the win-loss record. I think Justin Fields will soon be a good example of why the team and organization mattered a whole lot more than what people wanted to give credit. Like, I think once he takes over and he ends up going better than 500, just like Kenny Pickett was able to do, I think it'll paint a better picture, a more clear one to people that, oh, okay, maybe they were winning in spite of Kenny Pickett, not because of him. And this team's going to finish better than 500 no matter what.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Breaking Steelers news, they've signed another quarterback, Kyle Allen. Backed up Josh Allen in Buffalo, lost that job because the Bills would rather have Mitch Trubisky. So what does that say about Kyle Allen? Not a lot. That the Bills, who are been consistently a very good team, just can't get over the Patrick Mahomes mountain in the playoffs. They'd rather have Mitch Trubisky than Kyle Allen. The Steelers are bringing in Allen theoretically to be their third quarterback. I'm sure it's not going to be. Do we have terms on the deal, like the money of it?
Got to be veteran minimum.
Veteran minimum. It just makes me think here that a lot of the conversation about them drafting a quarterback is created by us and fans. Nothing that they've done so far in their draft prep makes me think that they're interested in taking a quarterback. They didn't meet with any of the quarterbacks at the combine. They didn't talk with any of the guys like Bo Nix and Michael Penix, who are a tier down.
What about day three kind of guys, where you wouldn't necessarily feel like you were talking, you needed to talk a ton to the player. You would just be looking at a set of attributes and looking at it as a potential lottery
ticket.
So
the only thing they did on that was they sent Arth, the new quarterback's coach, to the South Alabama quarterback's pro day. And I guess he's looked at as a day three kind of wild card.
Well, you know what that is, though. That's
long
a, that's,
shot guy.
That's more of a camp arm kind of thing. If you're going to go South Alabama long shot.
I don't even know the guy's name. Donnie, can you look it up for me?
Wasn't there a guy who went to South Alabama a couple years ago whenever we would do our PFF mocks, and we would have a guy call into the show?
Alabama A&M.
Was it Akil Glass or
it
something?
It was. He went to A&M.
Bradley.
He went to Alabama A&M.
We had a
Carter Bradley's the guy's name?
Yeah. During the Pickett year, we had a guy who said they've just got to draft Akil Glass.
I remember that.
Kyle Allen is just a dude, though. He has 1 year. If people don't know what he's all about, he's 1 year where he basically started a majority of Carolina's games. He threw 17 touchdowns and 16 picks and got sacked a ton.
The other thing they could do is if they draft Jordan Travis from Florida State late in the draft, he's not going to be ready in time, you wouldn't think.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a candidate to get redshirted. And then you could draft him in like the fifth round. Kyle Allen's your third quarterback, and he's your... Well, but again, let's go back to what Tomlin just said about Justin Fields. They're not thinking about future quarterbacks coming from someplace else.
No, they're thinking about Justin Fields as the man.
Because Mike thinks Fields is that guy, exactly.
So really, if you were to draft a player late in the draft at quarterback, you're probably thinking, who is prime backup material?
He's
someday.
More Josh Dobbs than he is future starter, exactly.
But Kyle,
he's somebody
honestly,
like that.
Kyle Allen is probably perfectly serviceable in that role.
Yep.
He's in his late 20s. The guy is, I would say, if not exposed to too many games, competent in a very basic sense.
And look, if they had not picked up Fields and they were going to run it back this year with Russell Wilson and Kenny Pickett, I would say right now a move like this is a mistake. Because I would have wanted them
to roll Spencer
the dice.
Rattler
I knew you were going to bring a
guy.
Well, like
come on,
no,
Jordan
that's fine.
Travis is yours.
No,
Spencer Rattler's from this
no,
side.
I,
of the
I
room.
Agree with that. Like I would have wanted them to see if they could use a fourth round pick or something like that
on a physical lottery ticket. A guy who you said maybe he'll flame out and he'll never amount to anything, but the physical gifts are there that we could have something.
Now the guy with the high end potential is on your roster. So you've already got other needs. Tomlin talked about that today. We'll get to some of those clips later. What your other roster holes are, they're not looking at young quarterback with upside is one of those things they want anymore. Donnie, you're obsessed with the draft. Do you agree with this move on their part, or would you still have wanted them to use a middle round pick on a quarterback?
Once they got Fields, I could see them going this route where they probably don't worry about the quarterback in the middle rounds. But, like, those two names you threw out there, there's Michael Pratt from Tulane. I know people like Milton for his arm. He would have been, like, a later guy from Tennessee because the dude can throw the football, like, the length of the field. But one,
yeah,
once,
but he also, like, he has no but, effing clue.
But if you asked him to throw a ball into the Atlantic Ocean, there's no guarantee that from 20 yards he'd hit the water.
Correct. But once they made the move for Fields, I could envision them kind of avoiding quarterback in the draft, because for as exciting as the first week to 10 days of free agency has been, there are some pretty glaring holes. And I don't think using a middle round pick on a third quarterback, I don't think they have that luxury.
Donnie,
right,
I have a homework assignment for you in this vein. Kabali just tweeted, Omar Khan noted that a potential trade to find a center is not out of the realm of possibility. To which I would say...
This just happened?
Yeah, Kabali just tweeted it. To which I would say, who the F would be available for trade?
Well, yeah, I see that in like the first couple of replies.
Yeah, Michael Beck tweeted that. I agree with him. I don't even know where to start. Who would be available?
Well, the big story at center for me is the guy from Miami who had the knee injury late in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And what he wants... What do you think you can get away with in terms of maybe giving him a cheaper deal, and then you wait on him to get ready to play?
And Herbig's your guy.
And you just try to gut it out with Herbig until Connor Williams is ready.
Don't you think they're gun-shy about that, though, given how it's gone for them lately?
They should be. When Williams, unless they get him on a bargain, unless they get him on the cheap. I mean, if they give him like a Ladarius Green deal or – Well, what they did with Ogunjobi his first year, Chris, when they got him on a one-year contract because his deal got voided by the Bears, that was a good signing. It was giving him the extension that was the mistake.
Okay, I get that, but they want to win now. They've said that. They're tired of losing in the playoffs. Like, going with a bargain basement center who's going to be dinged up doesn't really match that, given all the problems the position's given.
Opening minute of overtime. Here comes Drouin. Looks to get a step on the tag. Moving in, he shoots, and he scores! Drouin, and we talked about the great first period by the Penguins, and we mentioned that at some point the altitude was going to kick in, and as this game went on, it seemed like the Penguins just were a step slow, and the Avalanche found their game.
I thought we competed hard, you know. That's one of the most explosive offenses in the league that we played against. We knew they were going to push back. We competed hard all night.
All right, we obviously know there's a lot going on with the Steelers here. Omar Khan is talking. We're working to get that audio. But
I'm so sick of that guy saying we competed hard. Shut up. Stop saying it.
That's why I needed a chance for just a few minutes here for all our hockey fans out there to talk about this. Adam Gretz, who's covered the Penguins for a long time in the NHL in Pittsburgh, we've never had Adam on the show. I don't know Adam. I like his writing. I like a lot of his...
I subscribe to Adam's little Substack.
I like his observations on the Penguins when he takes time to tweet on them.
Mm-hmm.
I thought something he said about Sullivan was spot on after that quote from the postgame. Take your pick. That's either a coach who knows he's getting fired or a coach who knows he's back.
Oh, I just saw it now.
When that's his assessment of what happened.
What do you think it is? Because I know which one I think it is.
I think it means he's back.
Yeah, I think he knows that the captain of the team loves him, and I think he knows that the ownership group in place are collectively big fans of his. I was a very big Mike Sullivan fan, and so I screamed into the microphone there like a child, but like, come on, dude. One of the reasons I liked him so much was because he was a no BS guy when he took over for Johnston.
That's not holding it. What you say behind closed doors is different. But you can't give a dip. You can't be this guy who tells his players one thing, and then when you talk to fans through reporters, tries to act like it's all sunshine and rainbows. And that, like, we're supposed to accept after a team blows a 4-goal lead, where they're literally in a position where they need to win every game that's left on the schedule to get points. You think that's what your fans want to hear from you? How tone deaf is that?
Dude, you said it in there, though. They blew a 4-goal lead. You know what else him saying that means? It's also like lowered expectations. In what universe would the Penguins being up 4-0 halfway through the game, basically, and then blowing the lead be acceptable? Or we competed hard.
Did you see the story from the NCAA tournament yesterday where Kansas's coach Bill Self said, I've been thinking about next year for the last month. That was his quote after they got trounced by Gonzaga.
I did. I mean, I watched that game and knew that it obviously got away from them in the second half. But
that quote from Self is what this reminds me of. I already know this season's over.
These guys suck.
I've already waved the white flag.
So wait a minute.
The fact that with this team, without Jake Guentzel, and we're so old, the fact that we can give Colorado a game and look better than them for about half the game, I'm going to take that.
What does he think is going to look different next year? Does he think they're not going to be old next year? Are they going to suddenly have a bunch of no movement clauses get waived? Where exactly is Mike Sullivan looking towards when he looks at next year? What's he think he's going to see? I bet you.
Blind faith in the guys that he's won Stanley Cups with, because that's what he's been going by.
Well, then he should be having blind faith in them right now. They're the guys that were on the roster yesterday who got the 4-0 lead.
No, he's like a youth athletics coach now. All he wants is for them to play hard. Results be damned. It's just, did you give effort? You're making millions of dollars. Did you try? Oh, you did? That's good enough for me.
Grab yourself an orange slice, young man. I don't know. I'm not saying anything we all haven't been thinking when it comes to him probably at this point. I've had enough, man. And Gretz is right. It's a great tweet. And I unfortunately think that the solution or the situation here is that Mike Sullivan knows he's coming back. But like,
Donnie, give me the details on Sullivan's contract.
He just doesn't care.
Again.
He sounds like a guy who doesn't care.
How many years are left in what the hockey insiders speculate he's making per season? Because obviously the Penguins don't put out a press release that says this is how much money we're paying Mike Sullivan to be our hockey coach.
Looks like it's like 5.5 per year.
Till?
It says 3.
Yeah, it says 3 years under 2024-2025. So
I'm presuming he's coaching this team through the 26-27 season is when it ends. Well, it says he got the extension August 30th, 2022, actually. So that would take him through the end of next season, I think, 25-26.
Next season isn't 25-26.
I'm sorry. 24-25. Yeah, no, 24-25. Sorry.
So he's got 2 years left on his deal? Or 1 year?
1 year after this, it looks
like. I don't think that's right. I think he's got
I'm on Cap Friendly, and it's very
Cap
confusing.
Cap Friendly does coaches now.
Apparently. It's just very, the way Cap Friendly has this written up is very confusing.
I thought Donnie had it right the first time. I was under the impression that his contract went through 2027. See if you can look that up.
Well, they kind of have that listed here, Pony. That's why it's such a pain in the ass. They have it very confusingly worded in. Want me to just text Gentile?
Keep scouring Google to see when his contract ends.
Gentile might be listening right now.
Because if it's 2027, they owe him another $16.5 million. Right? They owe him...
Yes.
Right. My math's right on that. Is it?
Yes. 5.5 times 3 is
$16.5 million after this season.
What is Sullivan's contract situation? Will I get a response before 2:45?
Now, maybe some of that is offset. Well, wait, hold on a second. Here's why I wouldn't think the money they owe him is a consideration. If they fire him, someone else is going to hire him to be their head coach.
And then that money gets wiped.
Right.
It's not like Russell Wilson where somebody else picks you up.
I mean, the other thing is, do I just go to my Tomlin well on him and say, why don't they just trade his ass this offseason? Take what you can get?
How could his value be any lower right now? It's been a long time since he's won a playoff series in NHL terms.
But you know he'll be someone else.
He'll be somebody else's culture change guy.
Look at how many Peter Laviolette or Pete DeBoer have been passed around the NHL, or Ken Hitchcock.
To go back to the Sullivan part of this.
John Tortorella.
That's what's so annoying about their stubborn refusal to acknowledge he's doing a bad job. Coaches all the time, especially with the Penguins, get fired and then good things happen after that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.